God for Jesus. Thank God for Pastor who's here. Thank God for her allowing me to stand in her stead. Amen. God is a merciful God, ain't he? He is a good God. We'll be reading out the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 13 this morning. And boy, this could be for everybody, the young people too. Joshua, wake up. You know, this is for the young people too. Compromising. And you compromise your life. You compromise what's right. You compromise what you've been taught. And you start compromising, you get yourself in a whole lot of trouble. Young men, you get out there compromising with your so-called friends. They doing things that you know that you're not supposed to do. Young ladies, you out there doing things. You know, you're compromising yourself, compromising your bodies. Amen. Is that all right to say? You know, God wants you to keep yourself. Amen. Young men, you get out there following people. You're finding middle ground with your so-called buddies, your best friend. You start compromising, doing things that you know you're not supposed to do. You wind up dead in the grave. You can wind up in jail. All kind of stuff can happen to you. You know, get in action. People or get drugs, sex. I can talk about sex with y'all because y'all brought it to me. Y'all hear it on the bus, don't you? And in the schools at that age. So, hey. I'm just telling you, don't start compromising yourself. You know what compromising is? Huh? You know what that means? You know what that means? What compromising means? Finding the middle ground. Well, you give up something, and they give up something, and y'all can come together and find this middle ground. Ain't no middle ground in Jesus. Amen? It's either God's way or no way. So you can't compromise. You can't find no middle ground. Keep yourself. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Amen. So Saul, we're going to talk a little bit about Saul and David today, however the Lord leads me. Got this stuff written down, but I want to follow the Holy Ghost. Is that all right? I want to be led by the Holy Ghost. And not just the young folk, we the elders, we compromise too. You know, we bend, you know, when we shouldn't be bending. You know, we shake when we shouldn't be shaking. You know, when we don't speak, we should be speaking. We can't compromise. You know, don't compromise the word of God. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, for your word today. We want to thank you for praise and worship, Lord God. We want to thank you for the early part of the service on today. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in this church, Lord. We thank you for what you're trying to do as well, Lord. We see you trying to move, God. And Father God, we want your will to be done. We want you to move, God, and we follow you, Lord God. But Father, we ask today, Father God, as we go through this word, we ask that you would navigate us through it, God. Take us through this word. Speak to us, Lord God, and speak through us. Father, give us the tongue of the learned, God, that we shall know how, God, to speak a word, God. Oh, God, in season to those that are weary. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you use me for the time that you allotted me, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God one more good clap offering because he's worthy of it. Amen, amen. Starting at the first verse, chapter 13, 1 Samuel. Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose 3,000 men of Israel, where 2,000 were with Saul at Michmash and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan and Gibeah and Benjamin. And the rest of the people he sent, every man to his tent, he chose him 3,000 people. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines that was in Gibeah. And the Philistines heard of it. And Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land. saying, let the Hebrews hear it. He was so excited that they had smitten the garrison of the Philistines. So he blew this trumpet, letting everybody know, all the Hebrews know, that look what we did. But he didn't understand that Philistines, they heard this same trumpet. Amen. They heard too, and it sounds like they was boasting and bragging what they did. And all Israel heard say that Saul had smitten the garrison of Philistines, and that Israel also was had an abomination with the Philistines. And the people were called together after Saul Gilgad. The Philistines heard this trumpet also, and they heard the people rejoicing and being glad with what God has done for them. The Philistines got upset at them. You know, it stink to them. You know, it had become a stench, not a sweet smelling savory for the Philistines, but it got on their nerves. Amen. And they didn't like what had happened. You know, the devil don't like when you rejoice. He don't like when you're at peace with God in the midst of your storms. He gets upset. And he tries to do whatever he can do to steal your joy, to steal your peace. Amen. And the Philistines gathered together themselves to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen and people as the sand which is on the seashore in the multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash eastward from Bethel. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and thickets and rocks and in high places and pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgad, and all the people followed him trembling. Here it is. After they got their 3,000 together, the Philistines, they got 36,000. And people as the sand, as the sea. And Israel got so afraid when they saw all of the 36,000 and all of this company come against them. And the Bible said they was in a strait. They was distressed. They got so afraid, they started dispersing. You know, they started hiding in caves, the Bible said. They was in ditches. They fled to the mountains. They went to the valleys, you know, because of all of this people that was coming up against them. And it's and isn't it like what some of God's people do today? We're all guilty when we see something large, something that seems like impossible that we're facing. It's time for us to go back and regroup, do something different. Amen. Instead of standing, you know, the numbers don't matter. It don't matter if it was 36,000. The Bible said, and people as the sand of the sea. That was a number that nobody could number. Amen. Against 3,000. And they thought, surely these 3,000 people can't handle all of these folk. That ain't logical, is it? You know, would you go to battle with a few people and you got your opponent got all of these other, you know, they outnumber you. What would you regroup? What you gonna do? Huh? What's gonna be your compromise? Or you gonna stand? And so these people got afraid. They start running the caves. It sounds like us, man. I tell you, they went in the thickest. The Bible said they went into the mountains and the rocks. They in pits, they lowered themselves, they got down in the ground. They were so afraid. God's people get so low when stuff come up on them. I mean, they don't get low in humility. They get so low in fear, afraid that God not able to do what he said he was doing. Amen. You got to realize that God is able to do what he said he can do. You know, don't make no difference how many it was. You know, if God be for you, then he's more than the whole world against you. Amen. It's God that's fighting the battle, not you. God just wants you to show up. You know, God wants his people to show up, not run and hide in places in the pits. And some of the Hebrews, they went right back over to Saul, following Saul, trembling and afraid. God has not given us the spirit of fear. What should we have fear of? Who can make us that afraid to where you can't believe God for the impossible? Yes, they told me my son was telling me I needed that surgery. I'm saying, Lord God, you've done too many other things for me to just run it off to the doctor. You know, I mean, you've done things for me that I know I ain't going to say I know that I should have been at no doctor. Jesus is my doctor. Jesus writes all my prescriptions. That's what the lady said. He gives me all my medicine. Amen. He gives me the word. The word is my medicine. Amen. And so you got to have surgery. They got to stretch this muscle and they got to do this. And I said, as he was talking, I was praying within myself. I was saying, Lord, you stretch it. You put the muscle there. You stretch it back in place. I couldn't lift nothing. I was telling you all this morning. I couldn't do even doing this, balling my fists up to try to simulate as I'm going to curl something. I couldn't do that. It was so painful and so hurtful. And you're right. I couldn't. They was examining me. I got doctors in my house. I do. I got a lot of doctors in my house, but they ain't making the doctor money. Amen. But he said, stretch your arms out. I stretched them. I said, why that one don't bend like the other bend? Something wrong with that. I said, I know it is. It hurt. You ain't got to tell me something wrong. I'm telling you something wrong with it. Amen. But Jesus, God wants to hear about it. Amen. He don't want you running off being afraid. What the doctor's going to say, they going to say all kind of stuff. Like I said, you go in there with one thing, you come out with two or three different other things. Amen. And then you worry to death. You know, I'm going to do this. What shall I take? You know, give me this expired medicine. I don't care. I'm just going to bless it. I'm the only one to do that, I think. I'm the only one done. Give me that expired medicine. I'm going to bless it. You know, God, he'll get in the medicine. You know, God will get in anything. God ain't got to get in no medicine. He is the medicine, amen? He's the medicine. All you got to do is trust him. You know, God will get in you and heal you. Amen? And so they got afraid and they took off because of 36,000 and the people as the sand of the sea. And many followed Saul back trembling and afraid. Don't follow nobody trembling and afraid. He ain't called no cowards. God wants you to stand. He wants you to stand in the face of the devil. He wants you to stand in the face of opposition. Amen. Because in the face of the devil and in the face of opposition, God gonna show up. Amen. People gonna see what God can do. And they can't see what God can do if we running. If we bowing down to the devil. They can't see what God gonna do because God wants to work through you. You. God wants to move through us. Amen. He's looking for a willing vessel that he can work through. Amen. And so they took off, trembling. And the Bible said, and he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring me hither the burnt offering to me and peace offering. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came and Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. As soon as he came, the Bible says he tarried. Samuel told him to tarry 7 days. Go tarry, wait for 7 days, Saul. I'll be back. Wait for 7 days and I'm going to come back. But Saul saw that some of the people were scattered. Some of the people was afraid and they just took off. Saw them leaving. He got afraid and said, well, you know what? I better do this offering thing. I better do this. Not knowing what he's supposed to be doing. God ain't called him to do no sacrifices. That was the priest and the prophet's job, not the king's job. So he got so afraid and he started doing things that he wasn't supposed to do. He began to compromise his God Amen. Because the other people flip. What you going to do when you see your friends burn out on you? What you going to do when you see your family leave you? What you going to do when they say, why are you still waiting? You shouldn't be waiting that long. You should be going to the doctor. You should be going to get somewhere. Jesus, God is my help. And when you start professing that Jesus and God is your help, you're going to have a test of your life. People are going to see if Jesus is your help or not. They're going to see if you're going to be waiting or you dipping and dabbing and doing something. You compromising the word of God. They're looking for you to compromise. They're looking for you to fail. Amen. So he got so afraid because everybody scattered. It don't make no difference. Everybody leave you. God is always with you. He's always with you. In fact, when people leave, he's looking at you to see what you're going to do. He's looking directly at you. Okay, they gone. Mama ain't here no more. Big brothers, big sisters ain't here no more. What you going to do? What you going to do? That's what my lady told my sister. She said, my sister was saying she's going to do such and such and such and such. She was really boasting. And a grandbaby about this big, she said, okay, Glanny, what you going to do? God saying, what you going to do? What you going to do when everybody escape from you? What you going to do when everybody leave you? When everybody say you should, this is what I think you should do. You know, I did it, then I think you should do it. Because you did it don't mean I'm supposed to do it. I'm supposed to seek God first and see what he say. Now, if he said do what Jack did or what Twine did, what he said. I ain't going to do it on the strength you said it. That's some good advice. That's some real good advice, but what you say? You know, I said, Lord, what are you talking about up there? You might want to do a new thing. He might want to do something different in your life. Don't think God can't do something new because you thought you said it all. You heard it all. No, God can still do new things. New things over and over and over. Things that you can't even think of. That's why Paul said, now unto him who can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or even think. It can't even come to your mind, but God can do it. Amen. God can do what you can't even think. He can make it happen. He's the creator. Yes, he can. So what you going to do when the things get hot? They left Saul standing. His real buddies, his ace boon coons, they took off on him because when stuff get hot, they said, man, you got to handle this on your own now. You know, when things get hot out there in the street, your buddies that used to be your buddies, that say they're your friends, man, I'm with you to the end. We're going to ride or die. That's the saying out there. We're going to ride or die. But when it get hot, they're going to ride, but you're going to die if you stay there. And they riding on out of there. They getting out of there. But if you stay there, you're going to die. But if you stay with God, you ain't going to die. I shall not die, but live to declare the works of God. You ain't going to die when you're standing on God's word. You ain't compromising God's word. I ain't coming to no middle ground. Ain't no middle ground. It's all God or nothing. It's all God or nothing. And the people can get you messed up. They can have you compromised. They be saying some stuff that sound good, Pastor. Boy, it look good. And before you know it, you doing what they say do. You know? And boy, I tell you, when Saul said, bring me hither that sacrifice, I mean, he thought he was going to get a hold of God. You're out of God's will. You're out of God's will. You got to stay in the will of God. That ain't your job. Your job is the king, is to lead the people to righteousness. You know, but I got this stuff set up. God got stuff already set up that we're trying to mess up. We're trying to get in it and mess it up. God already laid this thing out, didn't he? It's a plan. He ordered our steps. Amen. God orders your step. The Bible says the lamp. His word is a lamp to our feet. When you think about a lamp, they got all kinds of lamps now. But you think about the lamps that they had, they can only see so far with that lamp. Am I right? You had to hold it up, You can see from here to there. And every step they make, they had to trust God. God gave us a lamp, not a spotlight. Because if he gave us a spotlight, we'd be seeing stuff way up there. Oh, I ain't going up there. You got to be kidding me. No, that ain't none of God. God don't want you to see way up there, because a lot of us will turn around and say, Lord, I know this ain't you. We would lose our soul, Pastor. If God showed us the things that were way up ahead, that spotlight, oh no. And God said, that's the way I want you to go. He led David in the valley of the shadow of death. David said what? I ain't going to fear no evil. You know, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So every step of the way, you got to trust God. You got to trust him. Don't look up ahead. You look up ahead, just keep your eyes on God. When you start looking up ahead at the situation, you're going to start compromising. You're going to start having these thoughts. You're going to come up with your plan. Well, you know what? I thought about it. Brother Joe, I thought about it, Pastor. I came up with this idea. You can't come up with no idea. Do what God tell you to do. Saul did what God told him to do. He didn't keep God's instruction. There's a lot of people. He just couldn't wait. But there's a lot of people that are still waiting. God wants you to wait for him. Amen. And the Bible says that as soon as he made the end of the offering, it must have been 11:59 p.m. It was the last minute of that day that Samuel showed up. He said, "Behold, Samuel came." Some of us just can't wait. Bible said he couldn't wait. Samuel told him, wait 7 days. God tell you to wait 7 days? Wait 7 days. Well, it don't look like Samuel was going to show up. But as soon as you do what you ain't supposed to do, as soon as you compromise the word of God, right when you compromise it, here come God. Here comes Samuel. As soon as it must have been 11:59, because if he going to be here 7 days, he going to be here 7 days. Can't nothing stop Samuel. God is not going to allow that. Amen. Y'all going to move everything out of his way. Every mountain, every obstacle. Samuel was going to be there on the seventh day, because God said he was going to be there on the seventh. When God tell you something, God going to do it. If God say 7 days, wait 7 days. If he say 30 and 8 days, you on God. Don't move. Don't compromise. You know, your flesh gets you all worked up. Your flesh gets you moving in the wrong direction. Your flesh gets you thinking, you know. You get afraid and you start, man, it can't happen. It's 11:59 p.m., 12 a.m. coming. All you had to do is wait one more minute. You got to wait one more minute for God. God going to show up. Just keep waiting for God. He's not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he's going to repent. Amen. If God said it, then he's going to do it. If he spoke it, God makes good on his word. He do. His word is good. You know, you are what you say. You know, people, they say a man is his bond. It's your signature. You know, that means they're expecting for you to do what you say. Pastors always say, if I can get dad to just say it. If we can get God to just say it, what do you got to say? He's already spoken, hasn't he? God has spoken. Amen. The word is already out there. All we have to do is say amen. Yea and amen to his word. It's already written. All we got to do is latch on to it and believe it. We ain't got to get him to speak no more. He already spoke. All you got to do is believe it. Receive it. Jesus said, look, when you pray, believe when you pray. Believe that you receive what you didn't ask for. Believe it already. It's yours. But there's the 1 minute. You got to wait one more minute. Don't go before God. Don't lose your blessing. Don't compromise the word of God. If God said wait, then I'm going to wait. Amen. Three Hebrew boys thought, they said, look, King, we understand what you're saying. Yeah, we see what you're saying, but I just can't understand down to this image. You know what that's going to do, King? That image don't hear, see? In fact, when he want to move, y'all got to pick him up and take him from here to there. You know, no, we can't compromise. They didn't compromise, even facing the fire. Well, you might be facing some fiery situation, but don't compromise. Don't compromise. If God, they say, look, if God don't deliver us, we know that he's more than able. Amen. You know that God is able. So don't be afraid when God don't come up, when we show up, when we think he should show up. Amen. He's going to show up. He's going to show up here. He's going to show up there. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's, amen. And it came to pass as soon as he made the end of the offering. Somebody, I believe this is for somebody. Wait. Wait on God. Wait. If he say 7 days, wait 7 days. If he say fast 7 days, fast 7 days. If he say 3 days, do what God tell you to do. Don't go before God. Don't compromise the word of God. Don't compromise it. Don't be like a Saul. Don't do it anyway. A lot of folks just do it anyway. And he said, therefore, what Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me. He wasn't looking good. And that thou camest not within the days appointed. And that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore, I said, the Philistines will come down now upon Gilgal, and I have made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. Don't force yourself. He said, I've made myself do what I wasn't supposed to do. Boy, you're talking about compromising. You're talking about giving up. You're talking about bending. You're talking about giving in. I force myself. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. My spirit was telling me, don't do it, Saul. Your spirit telling you, don't do it, somebody, whoever out there, don't do it. Don't let the flesh force you. That's what he said. I forced myself. Anybody out there feeling like they finna force themselves to do something, don't do it. Stop. Cut it off. Take control of the flesh. Amen. He said, he made himself do something that he wasn't supposed to do. How many have been in that predicament? Done something that you weren't supposed to do. I know I've done a lot of things I wasn't supposed to do, man. You know, but thanks be unto God who was so, and under all of that pressure, because of that situation, he did the unthinkable. He did the unthinkable to disobey God. So a lot of times people don't think that they can do the unthinkable. I never do this. I won't ever do that. You know, how many out there that said, I won't never, and did the unthinkable. Did the thing, the very thing that you thought you wasn't going to do, you end up doing it. The very thing that you thought you wasn't going to say come out of your mouth, it came out of your mouth. The very thing that came to your mind, amen, that you know, that ain't in me, and here it is. It's in your mind. Don't do the unthinkable. Don't do the unthinkable. Don't compromise the word of God. He was compromised by fear. And compromising means to find a middle ground, agreement with each person that gives up something. Anybody ready to give the enemy some ground? I ain't ready to give him not 1 inch of ground. Not 1 inch. Everything that the Lord has for me is for me. Everything that God gave us is for us. We're not giving them not 1 inch. We're not selling for less. Amen. We're not compromising. Okay, we'll take this and you take that, devil. We want it all back. Everything that the devil stole from you, take it back because it belonged to you. It don't belong to him. Don't compromise. Don't find no middle ground. Don't accept no mutual concession or exceptions. You can't serve God and the world. It's got to be God and God alone. Amen. It's got to be God and God alone. There is no middle ground in God. Come with me to the book of Elijah. First King, chapter 18. It's got to be God. He's never failing. Where I want to start, Lord. Anybody out there feel like they on the verge of compromising? Don't do it. We're going to start at the 16th verse. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 16. So Obadiah, I went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab saw, said unto him, art thou he that troubled Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the grove, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halted ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Here it is. Elijah telling the people, how long are you going to be halted between these two opinions? And they had been compromised. They had found a middle ground. They thought they were serving God and they wanted to serve Baal too. Amen. And the Bible says that the people answered him not a word. It just sounded like they didn't understand who they wanted to serve. You know, when he said, if God be God, they would have said, yeah. But if it be Baal, let it be Baal. They didn't say nothing for him either. So they tossed, you know, the truth and the lie. that's what happens when people get so messed up. They don't know what the truth is anymore. They start believing a lie instead of the truth. They done forgot what truth is. That's what happens when you compromise. When you stay out of God and you stay away from God long enough, you start changing your duties, changing your way of serving God, you know, you'll believe a lie before you believe the truth. A lot of folks don't know what the truth is. So Elijah, Elijah said, you've been compromised. He said, why y'all halted between these two opinions? You know, people are halted today. They don't know if God is God no more or somebody else is God. And they given up, you know. They found some middle ground. Anybody out there found middle ground? Or you stand on middle ground or you stand on holy ground? I'm standing on holy ground. Then said Elijah unto the people, I remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450. It don't make no difference how many prophets are going to prophesy against you. All that matters is what God says. Amen. Everybody can prophesy against you. But whatever God says, that's what we're going to believe. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut into pieces and lay it on the wood and put no fire under. And I would dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods. They had several of them. He said, call on all of them, and I'll call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. He said, you calling your gods. Call on all of them who ain't never answered you. Call on all of them gods that ain't never protected you. Call on all of them that ain't never gave you no strength. Call on all of them gods that ain't never fed you and clothed you. And he said, I'll call on my God. I'll call on the creator of all things. I'm going to call on the one that provides everything. I'm going to call on the one that has all power and authority. And I'm going to call on God of Israel. That's who I'm going to call. He said, but call on all your gods, and we're going to see. And let whoever answer by fire be God. Amen. So you got to know who you calling. Amen. You got to know if you're calling on the God of Abraham, Isaac. Amen. You got to know if you're calling on the creator. You got to know when you call him that he's going to answer you. You got to know if you call him, he know you, he's going to be there for you. Amen. But he said, call on your gods, all of them. I don't know how many they had, but it's plural. They had so many gods, they was doing all kind of stuff. They had, I mean, a god for this, a god for that, a god over here, a god over here. Sound like that they was on Mars Hill with all of these gods. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose one bullock. Just choose one bullock for yourselves and dress it first. For ye are many and call on the name of your gods and put no fire on them. And they took the bullock which was given them and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even till the noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noonday. Here they went from the morning to the noonday. Calling on Baal. He didn't answer, the Bible said. He didn't say nothing, you know. And here it is. It came to pass at noon that Elijah began to make fun of them, the Bible said. He mocked them and said, cry aloud. Can you imagine him sitting there? Cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he's talking, maybe he's busy. Maybe he got a conversation going on over there. If my God got a conversation going over there, I can talk to him too. I can join in that conversation. Amen. Maybe he got a conversation. Maybe he's talking or he is pursuing or he is in a journey or peradventure. He might be asleep and might need to be woke up. He might be a God that's just tired because of all of this ruckus that you guys are doing. You know, we serve a God that never sleeps nor slumber. He's always up. He's always vigilant. Amen. He's always watching over you. You know, he said maybe he need to be woke up. If you serving a God that need to be woke up, you need to leave him alone. You need to get you a real God. You know, a real God. The only God. The creator of all heavens and earth. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus is our God. That's who you need to be calling on. He gonna answer you. David said, when I call, he answered me. Did God answer you when you call? Come on now. Don't be quiet and say, well, he ain't answered this one. Put a yet behind it. He's answered calls for you. Yeah. In your distress, in your miseries, in your ups and your downs, when you called on them or somebody called on them for you, maybe you can have the strength to call. Maybe somebody was eating. Somebody called on the creator for you. Amen. And he didn't have to be woke up. Then it came to pass at midday, when midday was past, and they prophesied unto the time of offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any that answered, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto the people, after all of that, he said, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. He had to repair, build the altar the right way. See, some people got the wrong altar. They sacrificing, they praying on the wrong altar. You know, and so he had to repair the altar. He had to build it like the Bible say, build it with uncut stones. Amen. Call him, say, come near. And can you imagine When he called those people, they was all tired, wore out, cutting themselves, jumping off all on the altar, you know, crying. He said, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And that's what happens when you do things and you compromise the word of God. And you get the hooping and howling, you know, and you don't see nothing happen. And you start jumping on, running around. And God ain't in all of that all the time. God is looking for the heart. Amen. God is looking for you to worship him in truth. Amen. God is looking for true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. And it's the devil have you doing all this stuff and have you wore out. Have you just, messed up in your mind, messed up in your body, doing all kind of things. They compromise the Lord's word. They compromise God's obedience. They compromise his ways. You know, people compromise God's will. They even compromise God himself. They get rid of God himself. They left the God that brought them out of Egypt. They left them that fed them in the wilderness. They left them that clothed them when they was in the wilderness. They walked, they lived for 40 days, 40 years, and they clothed. The Bible said that the shoes didn't get old, the clothes didn't get old. You know, we wear something for a week or two, and you exercise, and it's time to get something new. But they were walking and living in this stuff for 40 years plus, and they didn't wear out. See, God is a supernatural God. They look at God just for certain things. God was even anointing the clothes that they had on so they wouldn't wear out. Their shoes, their soles didn't wear out. You know, you get some shoes, they don't make stuff like they used to make it. You know, I used to go downtown to a place called Wolf's and Regal's, and man, they made them shoes that last forever. And matter of fact, I got a pair of them shoes that I was in high school. Y'all heard this before. Them penny loafers. But I ain't got the penny thing in there. Everybody in school was wearing those. I said, I don't want none of them. I want something different. I just spoke it. You know, I ain't saying I wasn't saved. I just spoke. I said, Lord, I want some. I didn't say, Lord. I said, I want some tie-up loafers. Started asking people, do they make anything like that? Oh, man, make no tie-up loafers. Man, I went down to Regal down on Washington. Lo and behold, pair of tie-up loafers with some tassels, exactly what I asked for. And I still got them. I wish I could wear them. I would sport them. You know what I'm saying? God, I mean, they don't make things like they used to make. You know, their shoes didn't wear out for 40 years. Who got shoes in here they had for 40 years? Well, we'll have to ask Pastor and Brother Joe, because y'all the hell. Y'all got some shoes you have for 40 years that ain't wore out? To buy you a few more. See, that's the kind of God we serve. He'll take care of you right down to the soles of your feet. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. We don't be knowing what we be saying. You know, your pants, Levi's and all that stuff, they wear out. You know, but what God does for you ain't gonna wear out. He's an everlasting God. And he's the creator of all things. He's the everlasting God. And so they stopped serving that God. They compromised and came to the middle ground. And they began to do what they ought not to do. Come on, y'all. We got to stay away from the middle ground. We got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in God's work. Amen. We got to always be abounding in God's work. David, he didn't compromise. So many people in the Bible didn't compromise. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't compromise. Daniel didn't compromise. Joseph didn't compromise. Are you going to compromise? What is your demise today that you're going to compromise? Anybody on the verge of compromising today? Don't compromise. David didn't compromise the word of God. He didn't let Saul put on his armor. He didn't let Saul dress him. And that's another thing. God's people always allow them folk to put stuff on them. Take this. David said, I can't take that. I have improved it. I'm not compromised. God, he kept me when I was fighting a bear. He kept me when I was fighting a lion. He going to keep me with this uncircumcised foot. I don't need that saw. It ain't been tested. It ain't been proved now. Like the word of God has been tested and proved. Amen. It's been proved that it's the rock of ages. You know, and I got to keep what God has given me. Give me my sling and I get four rocks. But I ain't going in your armor. You know, don't go in nobody else's armor. Don't go in Saul's armor. We got to put on the whole armor of God. We got to gird our loins with the truth. Shod our feet with the preparation of gospel. We got to put on the helmet of salvation. We got to have that shield of faith. And above all, we got to have the shield. We got to have the breastplate of right. But above all, we got to have the shield of faith. We got to trust God. This ain't no time to compromise, saints. Don't compromise. Don't give the devil not one iota. Don't give him an inch. Don't even give him a thought. If God said he's going to bless you, God going to bless you. If he say he's going to give your husband a job, he going to give your husband a job. If he say he's going to pluck that brand out of the fire, God going to pluck that brand out of the fire. If God said he's going to save your children, God going to save your children. All you got to do is just stand. You got to just stand and know that he is God. That's what God is looking for. You can't compromise. God, you God. You the creator. The creator of all things, not some things. Compromising will hurt you. Compromising won't, it'll keep you from going forward, keep you from growing. Compromise is just really it stuns your growth in God. When you start always compromising, you know, or questioning God's word, or seeking other answers, you know. Well, do you really think that's what this means? You know, or we look for the word to be something different when we can't comprehend, you know, that it does what it say it does. You know, if God is a healer, he's a healer. You know, if he didn't want us to know that he was a healer, he wouldn't have came in healing folk that were sick. He wouldn't come casting devils out of people that was bound. You know, he wouldn't be healing all manner of sickness and disease if he didn't want us believing that. So don't compromise on nothing. Whatever, everything that God gave you, keep it. Keep it. Keep it to yourself. And sometimes you can't tell nobody. Because then they'll come up with their true. They'll come up with their version of what God says. You know, Al chapter 2 verse 1 says, that ain't written. That's not written. I don't care what Al said or nobody else said. God, what did you say? You know, you got to have something to line up with. And it's got to be the word of truth. Amen. It's got to be the word of truth. It can't be this person saying that and that person saying that. Well, we come to the middle ground. No, we got to work this thing out. We got to know what the truth is. We got to know what the truth is. And when you don't know the truth, you can't be free. Because the truth make you free. I pray, I'll be Lord. I don't understand all of this. But God, help me to understand so I can obey you. How can I obey when I don't understand? I want to understand. He said, with all thy getting, get an understanding. I want to know what your word is really saying, not what I think. And that comes with studying, seeking God, fasting, praying, standing in God's faith. God let you know what the word says. He will. He'll bring it to you. But don't be like me. I'll be trying to check God. After he didn't show me and told me what I'm saying, well, let me get the dictionary. Let me get the commentary. Come on now. You know? But God confirmed. I thank God for this word. I thank God that he is teaching us, trying to show us that, look, all things are possible with God. And we shouldn't be compromising nothing that God wants to do for us. Nothing that God said he would do for us. Let's be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in God's word. Amen. God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Compromising will mess you up. Anybody need prayer? We're not doing the.
Sorry, the juice was not good.
That's good. We got as often as you do it. As often. So we got some oftens coming up. Amen. God bless you this morning. God love you this morning. Glad to see everybody, especially. I can't help it, Pastor. My pastor. You know? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Regardless what they say, I've been grafted in. Amen. Anything else? Anybody? Nobody need prayer for? No announcements? One question. Are you compromising? Are you giving in to the devil? Try. I like that, Gwen. Trying not to. When you try not to, God gonna help you. Jesus is my help. He's your help too. Let us stand and dismiss. Hold on to your faith. Amen. That means you too. I ain't compromising. Rise, Peter, and eat. Yeah, he over it looking like he, what's wrong with him? God love him. Oh, Gwen, you know what? Patience is a virtue. Woo! You want better patience? Start watching some children. Start watching some little kids. You're going to get all the patience you need. Oh, my God. So your patience is perfected already then. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, always, God, for your word, God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for allowing us, God, to study this word, God, and go through, Father God, this word, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're not going to be compromised. We're not compromising with the enemy, Lord God. We're not giving them not one inch. We're not giving them no ground, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Father God, for keeping us, for leading and guiding us, God, through all the truth, oh God. We thank you for lifting us up, God, when we're down, God. We thank you for strengthening us, God, when we're weak, Lord. But Father God, most important of all, God, help us, God, to earnestly contend for the faith, God, that was once delivered unto us, God. Help us to keep that which was committed unto us, Lord God. Your word, Father God. Oh, God, righteousness, Father, we thank you today, God. And, God, we pray, God, that your love, God, is shed abroad, God, upon all your people, Father God, here in this place, God. Until we come back, God, together, God, we ask that you watch over us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen.